It's time for A Different Slant with John Flavin, a local forum with opinions, discussions, and ideas about issues that affect our lives right here in Sausalito and Southern Marin. And now, too tall for TV, just right for radio, your host, John Flavin.
Hello, I am your host, John Flavin, and with sincere apologies to Clement C. Moore, or whoever wrote The Night Before Christmas, I give you the Marin version. 'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through Marin, all the creatures were stirring, some out and some in. The banners were hung from the light posts with care, in hopes that St. Nick soon would be there. The regulars were bellied all up to the bar, while visions of Christmases past haunted from afar. And Mama on her Harley and I on my chief had just headed towards town for eggnog relief. When ahead on the road there arose such a clatter, I stood up on the front wheel to see what was the matter. Had to slide to the right to avoid a big crash, stomped on the brakes and made a big gash. The light on the crest of the newly paved tar made it tough to see the oncoming car. When what to my wondering eyes should be seen but a cherry red Prius with highlights of green. With a little old driver of such round girth, I knew in a moment it must be Mother Earth. From out of the Prius her companions they came, and she whistled and shouted and called them by name. Now BC, now DC, now Park Service and NRA, on council, on commission, on county and EPA. From the top of the hills down to the sea wall, now green away, green away, green away all. As pot leaves before the federal raid fly, when they meet with an obstacle, mount to the sky. So over the county her minions they flew, with a Prius full of green and Mother Earth too. And then, in a twinkling, I heard a great whirr. The Prius made not the smallest leaf stir. As I turned my head and looked up to the sky, I saw Mother Earth and her crew go flying by. She was dressed all in green from her head to her toe, and her hair was all garnished with new mistletoe. A bundle of flowers she held tight in her hand, and she looked like the singer in a 60s rock band. Her eyes, how they darted to not miss a trick. Her nose sniffed the smells amazingly quick. Her droll little mouth seemed ready to frown, as though the pollution was bringing her down. A clump of kale she held tight in her teeth, and she tread softly on the ground beneath. She had a round face with just a touch of the sad, as though we humans had been too terribly bad. She was round but solid in her verdant green dress. This was a woman with whom not to mess. A shake of her head and the tear in her eye soon gave me to know how low I should lie. She spoke not a word, just pointed and glared at the flora and fauna. Sadly she stared. Then she spread her arms like a minister would and healed the wounds the best that she could. Then she sprang to her Prius, to her pals gave a whistle, and they all cruised like the down of a thistle. But I heard her exclaim ere she drove out of sight, "There's only one Earth, so you best treat it right." Happy holidays. Well, that's my show for today. Please join me again as I shed light on the issues and on the characters that shape Sausalito and Southern Marin. Until then, stay slanted.
You've been listening to A Different Slant And you can hear us again at this time next week, right here on AM 1610. If there's a question you'd like John to address on the show, or if you have a better answer to any of today's issues, send an email to slant@radiosausalito.org. That's the word slant@radiosausalito.org. This broadcast is available as a free podcast subscription on iTunes or anytime at radiosausalito.org. Different Slant theme produced by Paul Simmons and Mark Keller of Loudville Studios in Sausalito. Find them at loudville.tv. Thanks for listening.